like to hide things. He hid his cup and his plate and his spoon after he ate his breakfast. His mother had to hunt all over for them before she could wash and wipe them. But Hideaway Henry thought that was funny. When his friends came to his house to play, they always had trouble because Henry liked to hide things. "Let's color," said Mary. Hideaway Henry scratched his head. "I hid the crayons," he said. "We'll have to hunt for them." "And where do you suppose they were?" Hideaway Henry hid them in the piano, where they thumped around when anyone tried to play. What is this? And where do you suppose the coloring book was? Mary found it behind the ironing board. Hideaway Henry laughed and laughed, but now it's too late to color. "It's time for me to go home," said Mary. She looked all around, but she did not see Hideaway Henry. "Henry," she called, "I want to say goodbye to you." But Henry did not answer. "He's hiding," his mother said. Mary did not think that was funny. "I won't play here if that's the way he'll act," she said. Henry's mother shook her head. "Dear me," she exclaimed, "I don't know what to do about him. I guess I will talk to his Uncle George." The next day, she and Henry hunted all over for his cap, and when they found it under a pillow, they went to call on Uncle George. Uncle George was an artist. Hideaway Henry loved his Uncle George. He was a good man at thinking up things what were fun to do. See? "Make yourself at home, Hideaway. I want to talk to your mother," said Uncle George. He put down his brush. Uncle George laughed when Henry's mother told him about the hiding habits boys will be boys. "Hideaway boys," he said. "Draw me a picture," asked Henry. "I will indeed," said his uncle. He went to get his brushes, but they were not where he had left them. "I hid them," said Henry. Uncle George stroked his chin. This is a serious problem, he said. He hunted and hunted, and finally he found the bushes in a flower pot. I'm sorry, said Henry. It's all right, Hideaway, his Uncle George. How would you like to go somewhere special? Well, asked Henry, I'll hide the answers in a picture. There will be 6 clues. We won't go until you found all 6 of them. Uncle George, he took his paste and brushes, and this is what he drew. He drawled. Hideaway Henry took the picture home the next day. The sun shone, and it was a nice day to go somewhere. Henry looked at the picture. He wanted to find the clues quickly when he and then he and Uncle George could go somewhere special. Henry was so busy studying the picture that he almost forgot to hide his jammers and blue slippers. He turned the picture upside down and sideways. He stood on his head. Then he held the picture up close to his face and looked at the bottom. He saw a shovel. He ran to call up Uncle George. I found a shovel. Are we going to dig in the gun? No, said Uncle George. There are 5 more things to find.
Always a pure Tirara smiled politely and handed to Shumai the